blast of air that indicated a train was coming. The rumbling grew louder. The ladder began to shake. He could have sworn he heard a cough. He paused his climb, held on, and breathed into his mask. This was a better high than you could pay for. The train passed below him, streaking silver in the dark, rushing the air from the vent toward the platform. He let the rumbling shake his body for a few moments, counting off again, then continued to climb. The exit would be deserted. He'd made sure of that. He had a 2-minute window during the shift change to get out. He set the stopwatch in his head. 2 minutes. Mark. He opened the hatch and climbed onto the deserted platform. 3 steps to the right, 2 steps forward. He'd left his backpack in the trash receptacle. He worked quickly. The mask, canister, and gloves went into a sealable plastic bag. His clothes were next. He exchanged the black running suit for jeans and a white cotton t-shirt, pulled on yellow Timberlands. He used hand sanitizer on his arms to eliminate any traces that might have been left behind. He zippered the bag, tossed it on his shoulder, and started walking. 1 minute. The giant disposal catch-all was nearly full. As he passed it, he tossed the bag into the depths. He knew they'd be around to empty it in 2 hours, and all